Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. In the last episode, you learned that Ben Harper is an alias. That is an identity that he has used in this town, but it's not his real name. This fellow who you met as Ben Harper was born Jacob Gilbert Miller in Boston, Massachusetts, many years ago. Now, Jacob's father was also called Jacob. And so in order for the family to make sense out of these two names being the same, young Jacob was called Gil, short for Gilbert. And so from here forward, I will refer to this character as Gil or Gilbert. Gil, later in life, took on the identity of Mr. Ben Harper. That's not his real name. That's an alias that he assumed. Gil's father, Jacob, was a very successful merchant in Boston. And when Gil was a young boy, his father, his family, chose to move out of Boston, and so they moved about 16 miles to the north and settled in Salem, Massachusetts. This is where Gil grew up. He had a fairly ordinary childhood. He went to school. In the neighborhood near where he lived, there was an older fellow with an apple tree in the front yard. And one day, Gil and one of his classmates decided to help themselves to some apples from that tree. And while they were doing so, the owner came out and started yelling at them. The fellow got very angry and threatened them with a beating for stealing his apples. The boys were actually not very surprised because they knew they were doing wrong. They knew they had no business stealing the fellow's apples. And so they just ran off to preserve themselves and avoid the throttling. It was perhaps a week later that the same fellow accosted the boys on the street and asked to speak with them briefly. He explained that he regretted losing his temper, and so going forward, he told the boys that they could have apples from his tree if those apples they picked were for them to eat themselves. He didn't want them to strip all the apples off of his tree and sell them in the market. He also didn't want them to take apples from the tree and then waste them, such as throwing them. He said, these are some of the finest apples in town, and so we don't want them to go to waste. But he said, going forward, if you are hungry and you want an apple, you should pick it from that tree, and I hope that that apple will provide you with nourishment and enjoyment. He was so nice to the boys, they couldn't believe it. What a change. That was so interesting. They thanked him profusely, and then they took him at his word and each grabbed an apple from the tree, and then they were on their way. As they walked away eating their apples, they were thrilled. How nice that was that he would give them that courtesy. About a week later, that old fellow vanished. Now, Gil grew up. Eventually, his parents passed, and he inherited quite a large fortune. He inherited the store that his father had established in Salem, and he had married. They had no children, but he and his wife lived together in the home where Gil had grown up in Salem. When Gil was in his 30s, he was walking one day between the store and his home, and he heard a voice behind him call his name. He spun around and saw a fellow walking toward him, and as he looked at this fellow, he recognized him, but he couldn't remember how he knew him, but he definitely recognized the fellow. They walked toward each other and greeted. The other fellow appeared to be in his mid-30s, had some gray hair, but otherwise looked like he was in his 30s. He said, "You recognize me, but you can't remember how you know me, right?" Gil said, "Right." He said, "Do you remember the old fellow with the apple tree?" Gil said, "Sure." He said, "That was me." Well, Gil didn't believe him. But as he was reviewing his disbelief in his mind, he was also studying the fellow's features and comparing his recollection of the owner of the tree to this fellow. And the more he looked at him, the more he realized that it appeared to be the same guy. But it's impossible, because that was more than 20 years ago. That fellow would be very old. But this is a young man. Gil was asked if he might take a walk and discuss things, and he was entitled to an explanation. As they walked down the street, they compared memories of that bygone time, and it became increasingly clear that this was the same fellow. But how come he hasn't aged? How can he look so young? They came to a little park and sat on a bench and talked for quite a while. The other fellow introduced himself as Nicholas Hodge. He explained to Gil that he was originally from England, but he had come to America as a young man. At this point, Gil couldn't stand not knowing how this fellow looks so young when he has so many years. And so he asked him. He said, "How can it be that you have not aged? How can it be that you tell me these things, but you look like you're a man of my age? How can it be?" Nicholas says, "Well, it's because of this." And he opened his shirt button, and it showed a small amulet. It was hanging on his neck, under his shirt. It was metal, very simple, with an oval shape of the amulet. And Nicholas said, "It's because of this. The fellow who gave it to me called it Adhika. It's an amulet. I've worn it since it was given to me. I've worn it for more than 200 years. And this is why I have not aged. This amulet has some interesting properties. When it was given to me, I was not told very much about it. I was told that it would prevent me from growing old. I've learned a lot more about this amulet over the past 200 years. What I can tell you is that it will not prevent you from being killed, but it does provide a great deal of protection. The wearer will not age, will not get sick, and if injured, the injuries will heal very rapidly. This amulet has protected my life for 200 years. In fact, I credit it with my survival because I came to America nearly 200 years ago, and the ship ran aground at the coast and broke up on the rocks. To my knowledge, I am the only survivor of that shipwreck. The amulet doesn't get dirty. It won't break. You can't lose it. And it won't be damaged by anything. You can see it. and I can see it. But most people would not see it. If you were wearing it in plain sight, it would not be visible to most people. Like I said, the fellow who gave it to me gave me very few instructions. He just told me he was entrusting it to me and that I would wear it and benefit from it until it was time to pass it on to someone else. I asked him how I would know when it is time, and he simply said, "You will know." At that point, Nicholas looked at Gil and said, "The time has come for me to pass the amulet to someone else. I offer it to you." I can tell you from what I was told and then what I experienced, the amulet will bring you great joy, but it will also bring you great sorrow. It will allow you to do a lot of things, but since society doesn't know it exists, the things you do will be done in the background. Gil asked, "Why me? Why would you choose me to receive this?" And Nicholas smiled. He said, "You know, I can't really say exactly why. It's a sensation. It's a feeling. Ever since I've had this, I get these sensations or thoughts, and they're hard to describe. They're hard to explain to someone. I can tell you that you are the right person to receive this. It's almost like Adhika has chosen you. You need not decide today. I'd like you to sleep on it. I'd like to meet tomorrow at this time, and this would be a good location to meet if that is satisfactory." Nicholas added, "I wish I could tell you more about this, but there haven't been very many of us, and we don't spend much time talking to each other. When the amulet is passed from one to another, sometimes almost no words are spoken. It just passes. So I can't tell you a great deal about previous keepers." Gil said, "Keepers?" That was a term to describe someone who wears this. It was used hundreds of years ago, but it was told to me, and I tell it to you. This group has been called the keepers, but only by members of the group, because people in society don't know we exist. What does Adhika mean? Nicholas paused and said, "I don't know its origin, but I'm told it means more." "Do you have any other questions?" asked Nicholas. Gil said, "No, I don't think so." "Oh, yes. Has anyone ever turned down the amulet? Has anyone ever said no?" Nicholas smiled broadly and he said, "To my knowledge, no one has ever turned it down. If you accept this, you will not grow old, but everyone you know will. Your friends and family will grow old and die. And also, because you're not aging, from time to time, you will have to move and adopt a new identity. You will have to establish yourself in a new location. One of the keepers called that molting. And it describes what we have to do. We have to change our appearance. We have to change our location. We have to change our identity. And then we proceed in that lifetime to do what needs to be done, knowing that decades later, the process will have to repeat. Now, do you have any questions? He asked. No. I'll see you tomorrow morning. I may have more questions then, but I'll see you tomorrow morning. With that, the two men parted. Gil's mind was racing. All the implications of not aging, opportunities that would give him, but also problems that it would create. It was time to go home and give this some thought. That's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite comments below. In the next episode, you will learn what Gil's answer was and how things unfolded after the answer was delivered. I hope you join us in the next episode. See you soon.